From Spark and Anvil and Circuit Forge, this is Spark and Load in Chapter 1 of the Circuit Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The Circuit Forge workbench stretched wide and clean, a smooth expanse of polished wood. On its surface, a green mat offered a bright contrast. Two friends sat opposite each other, separated by this vibrant green. To the left rested Spark, a compact, cheerful box. A large, friendly dial dominated its front panel. From within, a low, happy hum vibrated, and a warm, steady light pulsed gently through a small window. Spark felt full of fizz, pop, and an eager sense of go power. On the right side of the mat sat Load. Load was not a single entity, but a quiet assembly of specialized gadgets. There was a delicate glass bulb, its tiny wire coiled like a sleeping serpent inside. A small motor, topped with a bright yellow propeller, waited patiently. Beside it, a round speaker, its neat mesh screen silent, completed the trio. All were still, poised, and utterly quiet. "Feeling the buzz today, Load," Spark called out, its light quickening its pulse. "I've got the zoomies, the tingles, the big time room. Let's make something happen." The little bulb on Load's side gave a barely perceptible wiggle. The motor's propeller twitched with a hopeful flutter. "We hear you, Spark," Load's voice replied, a calm, unified sound that seemed to emanate from all the gadgets at once. "We are ready too. We are ready to shine and spin and sing. But for now, we are simply waiting." Spark's happy hum faltered for a moment. "Oh, right. Me too." The realization felt a little deflating.
Spark focused all its considerable energy. Inside its sturdy casing, tiny, lightning-fast bits of cheer whizzed around, like excited particles trapped in a jar. They had nowhere to go, no purpose to fulfill. Spark turned its big dial up a notch, moving from a friendly 3 to an excited 5. The internal hum deepened, growing louder. The light shining from its window intensified, becoming a brilliant beacon. I'll just send some energy your way," Spark declared, a surge of optimism powering its voice. With a great concentrated effort, Spark pushed. A tiny glittering speck of light shot out from its connector. It flew a few inches through the air, a fleeting promise of power, then vanished with a sad, almost apologetic pfft. It was like trying to throw a whisper across a busy room. The sound, the energy, simply dissipated, lost in the vast empty space. "Did you get it? Did you get it?" Spark asked, its voice now tinged with uncertainty. Across the bench, Load remained as still and dark as before. The silence felt heavy. "We saw it," Load answered kindly, its collective voice gentle. It was a very nice spark, very bright, in fact, but it didn't quite arrive. Spark's light dimmed a little. It turned its dial back down to 3. The fizz and pop inside, once so vibrant, now felt jumbled and utterly useless. What good was having all the go power in the world if you couldn't actually give it to anyone? It felt like having a giant jar of the best cookies, but the lid was stuck on forever, sealing away all the delicious potential.
On the other side, Load continued its patient vigil. The little bulb dreamed of glowing, of pushing back the shadows that clung to the workbench. It longed to be a tiny sun, even for just a moment, a beacon of warmth. The motor, with its bright yellow propeller, yearned to feel the whir and spin, to send a tiny refreshing breeze across the green mat. The speaker practiced a happy little tune in its head, a series of cheerful beeps and boops it was desperate to share with the world. "It is a strange feeling," the speaker part of Load murmured to the others, its voice a soft, almost wistful hum. "I know exactly what to do. I have a whole song ready to play." "I know how to spin," the motor added, its propeller giving another small, hopeful twitch. "Clockwise, counterclockwise, fast, slow.
I just need the push, the impetus. And I know how to shine, sighed the little bulb, its glass surface reflecting the dim light from Spark. It's the one thing I was made for, my entire purpose. Lode sat there, a collection of perfect plans and wonderful ideas, but with no way to bring them to life. They possessed all the how, but none of the get up and go. Being full of purpose with no power felt like being a beautiful kite on a day with no wind. You could be the best kite in the world, designed for soaring, but you would still remain stuck on the ground, unable to fulfill your destiny.
This isn't working, Spark said, its light pulsing in a worried, irregular rhythm. I have all this energy, and you have all those amazing jobs to do, but nothing connects.
What we're missing, Lode said thoughtfully, its voice calm despite the predicament, is a path, a clear connection between us.
Spark looked at the empty space separating them. It seemed very wide, an impassable chasm. Then they both noticed it at the same time, a long red wire. It lay coiled neatly between them, its shiny clips glinting at each end. It looked like a bridge, just waiting to be used. The solution had been there all along, patiently waiting for them to see it.
If you clipped one end to me, Spark buzzed, its excitement returning with a rush, and the other end to, say, the light bulb, then the path would be open, Lode finished, a hopeful tone rising in its collective voice. Your go power would have a road to travel on, straight to us, a complete journey. The idea hung in the air, thick with possibility. It felt a little scary, a step into the unknown. What would it feel like, this connection? But sitting apart wasn't working at all. They had to try. One shiny clip on the red wire slowly reached over, guided by an unseen force, and gently clamped onto Spark's connector. The other clip hovered, trembling slightly, over the base of the little bulb.
Ready? Spark hummed, a question full of anticipation.
Ready, Lode replied, its voice steady and clear.
Click. The second clip attached to the base of a little bulb. A soft, decisive sound. For a split second, nothing happened. The world held its breath. Then a wonderful feeling rushed through them both. Spark felt a steady, pleasant flow leave its box. A sensation of purpose, like a river finally allowed to run to the sea. The jumbled up energy inside smoothed out, transforming into a happy flowing stream. And Lode shone. The little bulb instantly filled with a brilliant, warm light, bright and clear, pushing back the shadows. The motor next to it began to spin, its yellow propeller whirring into a cheerful blur, creating a tiny breeze. And the speaker, no longer silent, let out a triumphant series of beeps. Beep, boop, beep. Its song had finally found its voice.
You're doing it, Spark cried out, its own light glowing even brighter in pure delight. It's working.
We're doing it, Lode answered, its voice a happy, vibrant mix of light, motion, and sound. Your push and our work, together. Spark sent the energy, and Lode used it. One couldn't do anything truly meaningful without the other. On the big green mat of the circuit forge, they weren't two separate things anymore. They were a team. They had formed a complete circuit, a loop of giving and receiving, humming and shining and spinning together.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Spark and Lode. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.